Let us welcome among us His Excellency General Salva Kiir Mayardit, the President of the Republic of South Sudan. Your Excellency, you are welcome. Welcome among us. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming the President among us. You are welcome among your people. Thank you, Your Excellency. All dignitaries present here, my dear brothers and sisters, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. We celebrated joyfully the Easter Sunday when the Lord rose from the dead and He appeared to Mary Magdalene and to the apostles Peter and John and to the others and told us He is the Master of life. The second Sunday was the Divine Mercy Sunday, when Thomas was told that Jesus had risen, he said he will not believe. And God talked to us about His mercy. And that Sunday was the Sunday all of us were asked to be merciful. Last Sunday was the Sunday of the Word of God. The disciples were discouraged and they were leaving to their villages, and Jesus appeared to them on the way to Emmaus and was teaching them the scriptures from the Old Testament for them to understand the vision and the message of the resurrection. Today, the fourth Sunday, is dedicated to the Good Shepherd. And this Sunday is also called the Vocation Sunday. Who is a good shepherd? A shepherd is a guide. A shepherd is a leader. And so the fourth Sunday is telling us that each and every one of us, grown-up people, we are leaders of one another. If you are a father of a family, the children are under your care. If you are a mother, so each and every one of us have been given responsibilities in one way or another to care for ourselves and to care for humanity and also to care for God's creation. On this day, we pray especially for those who are shepherds in our church and in our society. And all of us, sheep and shepherds together, listen to one another. There is only one shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ, and all of us are His flock. Those who belong to this flock recognize His voice. And Jesus said to us today in the Gospel, He is also the gate. He is the door. Those who need to come into contact with His sheep must go through Him, must change their way of thinking in order to act like Him. The first and the second reading today shows us what Jesus did, which must be imitated by all of us. The real shepherd that can be called good shepherd is the one that bears the folds of his sheep in his body. Good Shepherd Sunday is characterized by three important wordings: loving leader, clear voice, tender-hearted, good-hearted. Here the link between the sheep and the shepherd is in also three important things. In knowing, the sheep knows their shepherd and the shepherd knows their sheep. Number two is listening. The sheep listen to the voice of their shepherd, and the shepherd also listen to the cry and to the voice of the sheep. Number three is following. Shepherds lead the flock, and the flock follow them. A shepherd gives his full life to the sheep, a full life duty, what we say in our ordinary words, 24/7 duty. Full-time means a lot here. Good pastures, good feeding, clean drinking water, nice shelter, and full-time surveillance for the care of the sheep. And the underprivileged are also cared for. This is what it means, full-time and full life, life given in full. If we truly follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd, then he fed the hungry. He cured the sick. He cared for the weak and the vulnerable. He raised up the dead to the newness of life. He forgave sinners and called them his friends. How many of us, given responsibilities of others to guide them, do what Jesus did? Shepherds die following their sheep. How many sheep die in the hands of their own shepherds? How many shepherds are strangers to their sheep? Some shepherds are even unknown to the sheep, yet they force themselves to be shepherds to the same sheep they don't know. The Word of God in the Scripture says, "Bad shepherds stuff the sheep. They make them to die of hunger. They kill them. They destroy the sheepfold." I have had the experience of those killing the cows and the sheep alike just because they say the sheep and the cows don't belong to them. The sheep and the cows does not need to belong to you. They belong to somebody. You don't need to kill them. We too have seen and heard shepherds who go about killing other shepherds, taking away their sheep, taking away their cattle in our own time today. This is taking place, and I still recall the killing of people in different parts of our nations, in several villages, in several counties, in several Bomas and Payams. I have also heard some of our leaders involved in these atrocities. Others are telling citizens to commit suicide if life is no better for them. Some are already doing it. Many people are committing suicide these days. Others are saying if you are hungry, you can eat the reptiles, frogs, dogs, lizards, and other things, ordering the killing of children and old people. Others are asking villagers to be left, etc. These are true examples of bad shepherds who should not have sheep nor cows, nor should they be given responsibility to care for anybody. They are selfish, they are careless, they are greedy. If it happens that we are not following the model of Jesus Christ, the principal shepherd, as Christians, we must ask the question asked today, what must we do? They asked Peter. The answer given by Peter is, you must repent, so that you can receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And like Jesus, you can rightly say, I have come so that they may have life and have it in abundance and have it in full. Life in our families, in our villages, in our communities, and in our nation must be in full, because good shepherds are in charge. If we don't value life, then we cannot follow Christ. No Christian is allowed by God to kill any human being. Do not kill is a commandment known to us from our early age of the catechism of the Catholic Church. What about when we are adults, knowledgeable, educated, responsible? Christ gave his own life to give us back more of what we have lost because of our own sins. He bought us with his own blood. Do we have courage to do the same to our brothers and sisters, in our families, in our nation? My dear brothers, try your best to be a good Christian and a good shepherd. A good shepherd for your family. Don't tell your children to eat reptiles with the assertion that they are lazy, so they should eat frogs, lizards, and snakes just because you have failed to provide for them. You fail to show them the pastures. You have been feeding on their flesh. You have been greedy all along, and now even if you have no money, you cannot tell your own children, your own people, to eat what they don't eat normally. Tell them at least good words. Don't frustrate your own family members. Don't frustrate your people. You are a father. You are a mother. You are an uncle. You are an elder. Give life to your family. Give life to your people. If you are a community leader, our situation in South Sudan does not need leaders who discourage people, who are already frustrated, who are intimidated, who are displaced from their villages, who wishes to die, and many of them commit suicide because the situation alone is difficult. Which, by the way, has been created, this situation has been created by some of our own so-called leaders. This situation is already frustrating. Don't add more to it. God is already caring for his people. He alone will lead us out of this situation, soon or later. My advice today: if you are a father and you are a leader, try to compose yourself. It is better to compose yourself. They stress and encourage our people to be together, to bear the situation that we are going through, including you, in peace. Like the people during the time of the Apostle Peter, they will ask you, what must we do? They asked Peter, and Peter replied on behalf of the apostles as a leader, He told them, you repent for your sins. Become a Christian. Be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be a caring person, a person who cares for others like Christ himself, who gave his life for us, and he gave it in the full. Sincerely, our leaders in this country need to repent for what they have caused to us, what they have caused to this nation. You must repent so that we can become a new people, the people saved by the sacrifice of our own brothers and sisters and by the sacrifice of Jesus himself on the cross. You, in turn, should be ready to care for the sheep, ready to care for the families, ready to care for our institution, ready to listen to the voice of the leaders, ready to listen to the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we become one sheep with one shepherd. And God will bless us, will bless your family, will bless our country, the Republic of South Sudan, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.